All right,
My
so I think I know what I need to do. I need to get to 2000 and stay there for a while.
By the way, isn't that kind of like what the Armatron is?
The Armatron is more like a front shovel than a crane.
My cousin had the remote control one.
Yeah, it's more like a front shovel.
And then I had the tabletop one, the one that had like a timer.
Yeah.
And they had like this grabby thing or something that you twist the thing in order to open it.
Yeah. It's like a front shovel. It didn't go very high, I remember.
Jeez. Yeah, altitude. My first altitude's probably gonna have to be 1900. 'Cause yeah, no clouds below 2000, so I'm kind of stuck.
And I remember mine took, I think it was like four C batteries or D batteries or something.
Yeah, D batteries, remote control.
And I remember mine had like these little, like two little joysticks.
Yep. I mean, it had the basic controls of an actual train, but it's just that it just was more like a front shovel because it didn't go very high.
Oh, come on, ideal flight. Stop it. So,
like, a front shovel is kind of like a cross between an excavator and a crane. And
Left P. Left context menu.
a crane, well, how you know the difference is a crane can go way higher.
Low altitude bearing rate. Waypoints to waypoints. Execute button.
Let's execute this.
So it's got, so let's see. I've got a. Get up here and show
Consider
you
departure procedure checkbox check. Consider right. Time button.
I'm going to describe to you the crane that I got.
542.9 mm button.
Over here, it's a Scania R500 Lee paired. So it has one hook line. It has a cab with a driver. You can also get into the one on the side.
Left click.
The door is open.
List.
On it, both sides do. And then the one on the side actually slides open. And inside you have two joysticks, one on each side.
Activate.
And then in front of you, you have a computer that tells you all your load charts and all your different load capacities. And then you have pedals on the floor to control your swing.
I hate flying this low. Oh, hey, Gus!
Hello.
Hey,
Gus!
Whoa!
Whoa, Gus is coming at us from both ears. Oh no, now we have twin Gusses.
VAC, man.
Whoa!
Oh god.
So, yeah, I heard my ATIS report. I have to stay below 2000 for a while.
Oof.
Oh, dude, could you imagine Gus on his iPhone on Zoom and he's like in the middle of the street?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, just wait. I bet you one day I'll do this and I'm like at a construction site or something.
Hey, now I can show y'all stuff because this is a stereo thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, Alex, how long should I stay at 2,000 feet? I mean, 1,900 feet.
That's up to you. As soon as you get out of the cloud bank,
I don't know how to tell when I'm out of the cloud bank. I mean, I know it's not going to be, like, right away. It can't be, because, I mean, that's... It's not going to be after 30 seconds. I know that for sure.
Well, I give it 10 minutes, and then see if you're all right.
Well...
By the way, Gus, I've already done, like, 2 or 3 flights already in a pilot's life, and I've been getting, except for one flight, I've been getting pretty good ratings.
A pilot's life, And really, my main thing right now, and it's been kind of frustrating, is I'm kind of like Josh right now. I've been trying to figure out Pro ETCX, and I bought it yesterday.
Oh, nice.
I'm literally to the point where I've literally emailed the developer. I'm like, look, this isn't working out because of the whole ID deal. And I'm like,
what really ID
asking for a refund.
What ID deal?
So, hold up. What is that? So there's this deal where if you use Pro ETC with Ideal Flight, or not Ideal Flight, whatever it is, Trim.
Oh, I think I heard about this.
It creates Morse code or something like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How much was it that you lost?
$60.
Ouch. I'd rather spend that on a nice little violent video game like MK or something right now.
I'd rather spend that on a new excavator.
So, Alex, this sounds good. This sounds good so far? It does to my ear. Not like before. I should have listened to that ATIS the first time. I normally don't pay attention to it. Lesson learned?
If you're going to be a pilot, you have to.
I know, it's just noise to me, but no, lesson learned this time.
Yeah.
So what have you been up to, Gus?
Jesse getting ready for college.
Oh, congratulations! Congratulations! Oh my gosh, I'm so proud of you! Well, I mean, that came out kind of funny, but anyway, congratulations!
So what are you gonna be? Or what do you wanna be?
I'll be, doing pre-law. So.
Well,
oh, yeah, right.
What college are you going to?
Georgia State University. Right in the heart of that. Why not?
Nice.
So.
Well, I'm trying to get into hospitality. So.
Well, Georgia, people think about Georgia, the Georgia they're referring to is University of Georgia. Georgia State's a different scope.
Yeah.
So what airlines are you applying for a pilot's life?
You're gonna get a pilot's license?
No,
I said what airlines are y'all flying for?
Well, the thing I was gonna fly for, the contract disappeared, so I'm with an airline that flies 747s, and I hate flying 747s.
Oof. I'm flying with Mesa.
Oh.
I don't know what I'm probably because okay, so here again with the whole Pro ETC deal, I don't have Ideal Flight, but apparently you can remedy the issue if you put like a SimBrief flight because I get all my stuff from SimBrief.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently you can fix the issue if you put the SimBrief flight plan into Ideal Flight, and then I don't know what Ideal Flight does. I did put the Ideal Flight plan and put that into Pro ETC and Tram, and that should, you know, fix it.
I guess. I know Josh had the issue yesterday.
Yeah. But I've gone from, what do you want to call it? Oh, gee. Houston Bush down to Tulsa, up to Tulsa, and I'm going to go up to Tulsa to Detroit, and then I'm going back down to Houston.
I'm going from Melbourne, Florida to
Huntsville.
Yeah, Huntsville, Alabama.
In a 7-4?
Yes.
Have fun sitting her down in Huntsville. That's a hard airport.
The closest city, Rockledge, Florida.
Because it's so small.
17.6 miles.
That's what they had me in, so...
Eastern time.
Thanks for the warning.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. Thanks. Well,
yeah, I mean... I haven't heard of Melbourne before.
I hadn't either, not until today.
Melbourne, Florida.
Well, let's just hope your plane doesn't go.
That sounded like Sarah trying to feed her dog and her dog.
Oh yeah, my dog used to do that. Oh no, no, no.
Oh god.
Wow.
Where do you find those?
Well, the air horn I actually recorded, because it was an air horn that I had.
Why am I picking up speed? What the heck?
Oh, I thought that you. Oh, I thought that you had done. I thought you actually had an air horn there with you.
No, then it wouldn't be. It wouldn't have been as. It would have been louder than that.
Hold on a minute. Where did you? Wait. How did you play that through the computer?
No, I'm playing it because I'm right now. Believe it or not, I'm using VAC.
Virtual audio cable?
I'm going through virtual audio cable right now.
Oh, nice. Okay, that works.
Man, I really wish Mac had virtual audio cable.
Well, you can get loopback or something like that. Yeah, that'll work fine.
Loopback, like, I wonder how accessible it is, though.
It's very accessible.
It's actually really nice. Sarah, did I tell you I got a Mac?
I think you did.
Maybe I did.
Oh, gosh.
I'm risking the rise up to 5,000 now. Let's see, or the climb to 5,000. We'll see what happens.
I don't know how long you and I haven't spoken for, but I got me an Apple Watch Series 4, and I got me an iPhone XR.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I hadn't seen you since then.
By the way, I quickly learned when you wear an Apple Watch for a long time, that band is going to smell when you take it off.
Yeah, it depends on the band and that sort of thing. I mean, I've never had really many issues with mine.
That's why I got a sport band.
I haven't had issues with mine either.
I have a sport band.
Careful with the tin can again.
I don't know how he did that.
He dropped a can.
Uh-oh. Well, at least you're lucky it wasn't a 10-gallon can or whatever the heck that thing was that you dropped on your foot.
Oh, yeah.
Ow.
What was it? The 50-gallon
can? No, it was a 10-gallon. It was a number 10 can.
Yeah, number 10 can.
So far, so good. Now doing the climb up to 5,000.
I'm sure that felt really good, Sarah.
It didn't. It hurt.
That's what I mean.
Dang. Crush it, my friend. Crush it.
I dropped a...
My speeds are looking better, actually. Way better. Alright. Yep. My speeds are looking better. I think the step climb this time is going to help.
Yeah.
I wonder if there have been pilots due to weather like this who've never made it up to cruising.
Why does it occasionally do that?
No, it's
a slide
whistle.
See.
Oh, look at what I did to poor eloquence.
Yeah. 4,300.
For eloquence.
Head size 40, head size 30, head size 40, head size 50. Slumpus 0, voice American English variant, win rate 60. Hit 70, break the corruption.
Oh, show Gus the Braille and speak what?
Oh!
Voice American English variant, break 60.
Let's see what's happening outside.
Oh, hey!
Gosh.
What's up?
How you doing? Ah!
Oh, hey.
Is that Mayan?
Oh, what is that?
Okay, did y'all hear that music on the right-hand side?
Yeah!
Well, that's the neighborhood, and they're having a big party.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Now, it'll be fine, because, I mean, it's not like you can tell what song it is, so...
Actually, YouTube might be able to tell.
You think?
Yes.
No.
I doubt it. I mean, it's barely intelligible.
Not that audible.
So, Josh, now I know what happens when you don't pay attention to your ATIS report. Oops.
Well, are you fine with Active Sky or what?
I'm not, but for some reason I have clouds below 5,000. No, 2,000.
You got, like, idea of what weather on or something?
No. I don't know what's going on. I'm supposed to be flying with clear skies, but whatever.
You gotta have ideal flight weather on or something.
I don't remember turning. Oh, that's right. I'm flying with a different profile.
Oops.
Well,
I'm pretty sure it's fine now, though.
It wasn't when I was trying to take off, and yeah.
I know, but it's probably the ideal flight weather changes like every couple of minutes.
Yeah, I'm just not risking it right now.
Also, how do you enable the whole stereo thing, and how do you? Because I wonder if there's like client settings that I can enable to boost Alex up and make it so he doesn't, you know, freaking go down a lot.
I think it's in audio settings. If you enable it under the account side, you know, in your
I did, but where is the audio settings in the client at?
Oh, that's in. Where is that? When you tap.
Yeah, it should just be right there.
Okay, that sounds better. It is. I'm not gonna look right now. I have my hands full of flight.
I see. It's setting button, not settings. They missed the S on it. I guess.
Maybe that's it. I don't know.
Maybe that it.
But the point is that you what was that?
maybe that's it, Joss.
Dude, what the hell is this?
Actually, no, maybe that it, Josh. That would be your name without the H.
Automatically adjust volume. I think that'll help with, Alex's problem. I wonder if that.
And let's see. Problem. My name without the S would just be Era.
Era?
Yeah. We have Era, Ga, Jay, and Alex. He's the only normal one.
What have you been up to, Josh?
Nothing much today.
I've done already a couple flights with pilots life. I'm almost done with that schedule.
Oh, wow.
I have four more to go on, or two more to go on mine after this one.
You didn't do a couple then. You get like 20 flights per schedule.
Yeah, you get 20 flights per test per schedule.
No, I don't. So. I got four. I got
now,
four for this one.
What?
Really? That's odd.
Yeah, I got four for this one.
Now,
maybe I was lucky.
Wow.
You're lucky I'm already deaf in my left ear.
You're in my dude, you remind me of this science teacher that we used to have in school, in high school.
Yeah.
Whenever the class would make too much noise, this dude had a foghorn in his class.
Closest city, Apopka, Florida.
He would
2.1
miles. Just do one
bearing,
toot and his whole class would shut up.
Did that thing just say pop up Florida?
Pop up Florida.
I don't think so.
Why would you want Florida to pop up?
I have no idea where I am. Let me try that again.
Closest city, Apopka, Florida.
Apopka?
4.0 miles.
Oh, Apopka. Oh, you're close to Orlando.
Oh, so I'm going north, right?
I'll be going to Orlando next flight.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you were going to go to Orlando next week.
Yeah. No, the way I got four flights, I just picked the shorter schedule. I've had 17, I've had 23.
Oh, she kept generating the schedule until she got a short one.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
What?
Oh, what the? Oops. I did not.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I really wish that there was a way, because it's something to do with the plane, with the whole ident nav thing, because when you close Pro ADC, it still like is
I'm very tempted to literally go into the simulator sound folder, pop it in a media player, and play every single file until I find it.
You're not gonna find it because it's not there. I think it must. It's probably. I wonder if it's like in the.
I barely know CW, so all I know is S, O, and R, and A.
I think it's in. It's maybe in like the global sound folder. Maybe
and
I don't
a?
Know.
I don't know.
Why are you SMSing at me?
No, that's your name.
What?
In CW.
Oh yeah.
Let's get a radio. And don't worry, I am doing this on a walkie-talkie.
Oh, okay. Good, I don't want you getting in trouble.
Nah, I know better.
Oh.
So if you're wondering what it is I'm doing, I am putting I am putting glass balls in my roller.
I'm actually trying to learn Morse code via the Farnsworth method, so I've got my thing at like 15 WPM and about maybe 30 words per minute for a break. It's not helping. But
so
that's
like,
how they suggest
I have
I'm
a
learning.
Book if
I found
you want it.
Marbles.
I can get it to
found
you.
Some marbles.
I just... See, I just forget. I mean, I just forget sounds. Like, I can read it, kind of. But I just forget. Like, it all starts to sound like Greek. Like, I get major ear fatigue after about 5 minutes of listening to K, M, and R.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Here in a little bit, we're about to have a net, and you'll hear me check into it, but it's a net.
I haven't participated in a net since, oh god, 2014.
But there's a net, and one of the repeaters had IDs and very, very high-pitched CW, so you're... So you're like two of them. They're up north, we believe they're up
north.
How
because
is he
even
repeater
doing
net.
That? I don't know.
He's magic. He's magic. But I mean, I don't know. Is there like, I mean, I know the Farnsworth
apparently.
Method, but I mean, I guess just keep practicing and practicing and practicing.
Well, I can help you off stream at some point.
Sure. I'd love it. Because I was sitting there tapping the drill on a plane when I was on the way home, and I forgot it like 10 minutes later.
It's kind of sad. I'm the first viewer on the stream.
Really?
Yeah, there was like zero views when I tuned in.
Weird, well, because Jesse was tuned in for a while.
I was too.
Yeah.
I guess it was at the current time, I guess.
Yeah, at the current time. We had Willie on there on Mixer. We had someone else, I think, on... No, Twitch is down.
Willie followed me on Twitch yesterday.
Twitch is down,
nice.
He says.
Wait, do y'all have a...
Which is down?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all have a paid Restream account?
No.
No.
Wait, then how are y'all streaming to, like, more than two? Can you stream more than two?
You can stream to more than one of each channel. Well, within the paid... Within the stream... Within the free ones, anyway. They finally made Facebook able to be streamed to, which setting it
they,
up
they,
was
they,
yeah.
They did make Facebook able to be streamed to now for totally for free.
Yep. Ah, stupid left ear. Come on, I might actually ask my dad to take me to urgent care tomorrow.
I've been telling you that for the last couple days.
I already know this.
Quit doing that.
That's what I did in April. Or that's how I did the Mortal Kombat thing in April. In fact, my brother and his friend were watching me play while they were on their way home in the car. I'm like, okay.
Wait, you did it? You did it? You did Mortal Kombat 11? I mean, sorry, you did the Mortal Kombat thing in April while getting your ear cleaned?
No.
In urgent care?
No, wow. I need to go to urgent care to get my ear cleaned.
Yeah, and then I told you, I've been telling you that for the last couple of days. You're like, yeah, I know that. That's how I did the Mortal Kombat thing in April in the
Oh!
That's what you said! So I'm like, wait a minute.
Now do you know why I'm having all these tests done?
You were getting your ear cleaned out while you were in the urgent care and playing MK? Holy crap.
I mean, I could, but that really won't help. Gus, you're familiar with the Farnsworth method, right?
The what?
The Farnsworth method?
No.
Where they group similar letters together, such as KM and R, and you learn them at a very fast speed with very slow breaks in between. So you hear the sound and you associate the sound instead of the letters, instead of like each sound. Because if I just said, hello, Gus. Okay, for one thing, that would make me sound weird, but you'd never learn English that way.
You sounded like a broken Brown speech.
Oh, thank you, Jesse. Why, thank you.
Yeah, there was one there that sounded like a cuckoo bird. It went, doot, doot.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, that? Ew, gross. Oh, ow. You're not getting a good signal.
No, that's me.
That's you.
Yep.
It's true.
Oh my god, you're weird. Did you hear about that guy who got his, well, I don't know the full story, but basically he'd been in communications for a while, he had his ham license, well, he was told to stop transmitting on the emergency signals, and he kept doing it. Well, the FCC finally fined him, I think, about $30,000.
Mm-hmm.
You heard about that then?
Dude,
there was a big discussion on that. Some people were trying to take pity over him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why?
Ooh, speaking of which.
I can recognize some letters, sort of.
That's what I was talking about. The really high-pitched repeaters.
Yeah. I'm glad that the Civil Air Patrol repeaters don't run on those frequencies.
I can hear some of those letters. I guess I'm learning.
Now, here's a repeater controller.
So, here's what I just did. I put.
Have you checked in the Insomniac net yet?
I have.
Let's try that again. Have you ever checked into the Insomniac net, Gus?
I have.
You can understand me through my little mumbles? Wow, you're magic.
I could have understood that too.
Ugh.
I have. Wait, Sarah, did you ever hear Pack My Suitcase?
No.
So there's a guy, I'm not going to do it on screen, because I mean, I would technically be using someone else's call sign, but his call is K6PMS. But the way he puts in his answer, he says, good evening, this is my call sign, but instead of his phonetics, he uses to pack my suitcase.
So he's like,
good morning, wow.
His call sign. I want, and he always does drink order. So he says, I want the double Alabama slammer.
Wait,
and
why
the bourbon.
Why does he do that? Isn't that kind of like weird and against the rules?
This is trademark, and he's always
closest
done it.
City, Ocala, Florida.
I'm still near Ocala?
Miles.
Oh, no, I'm going the other
Aaron,
way. Okay, I know where I am now. I was just through this area.
So, I'm going to drive the roller by and see if you can hear the little modification.
Hey, Alex, I can see you're learning CW, maybe.
Possibly.
You probably should.
Yeah.
I mean,
so this radio.
I might go into that. It depends this on radio if I want to pursue communication.
K-B-4-A-U-L. That's a Yaesu.
Yep.
That sounds like an FT-60.
It is.
Nice.
I'm going to drive this roller by so that way you can hear the little modification I did to it.
Oh dear, what did you do? Oh, it sounds like it broke.
I put marbles in the drums so that way it would weigh more.
Oh! I'm making better progress. 18,900. Yeah, it pays to pay attention to your ATIS.
I like Simbri's auto thing, but the problem with it is you always have to go back and change the thing from kilograms to pounds.
Auto thing? Oh, that auto, the fuel.
Yeah, the weight deal.
Nice. I just put it in Tramp and let Tramp take care of the fuel. Well, sort of. I mean, I normally do, except I made it Istanbul. Today.
Melbourne?
No, Istanbul. Turkey.
Oh.
Yeah. Actually,
I knew you were gonna do that. I was thinking.
Whoa, dude, you're magic.
So
well, they do have wild turkeys where he's at.
Yeah, right.
Yes, they do, and you can hunt them.
What?
Yeah, you can hunt them. You can eat fresh wild turkey.
Oh, nice. What do you shoot him with? A 22?
At me. At 9 o'clock Eastern Time, a central on network of RF
fleet
repeaters, and input Tom the Echo Link.
Oh, I miss Nets.
Yes, Nets are.
Let's go check in if you have Echo Link.
I do, but I kind of forgot my.
I don't have Echo Link right now.
You wouldn't be able to. You're not a ham.
Information on.
At least I don't think you are. Anyway, if you are, then correct me.
SELinkRepeater.net. Simply type
I would have been able to tune in, actually, but...
I don't think so.
Actually, I would have.
I don't know, I mean, I normally... Oh, that's right, yeah, you can listen, but not... You can listen, you can look, but don't touch.
No, but you have to have a call sign if you want to use that coin, even to log in.
Oh, that's right. Well, if it were being... I really do. I the last net I checked in, I can't check in anymore because the person leading it died.
I'm sorry, it's Tennessee on
2-2-4. Whoops.
Whoops.
He on 442-150 signal mount.
Let's see. Is that a 70 centimeter?
Yes, ma'am.
Yay! I'm beginning to remember. It's been a few years since I've done this. My ex will be proud of me.
443-550.
6 meters.
I'm not familiar with that frequency spectrum.
That's where I'm at.
From Northeast Georgia, we're on in Toccoa, 147.330.
That's 2 meters.
That's still 2 meters?
No, 147.
I have 20.
No, I thought that was 70 centimeters.
You know which way you go? I may check in with that radio.
Ooh.
I have a T20 radio.
Nice.
Metro from the downtown Atlanta area.
That's now it's cool. Atlanta, as I'll show you. Let's take this way and go away.
Are you sure you're not going to miss your check-in time?
Nope. It's not for a while.
Oh.
Now, if you listen,
it's also on for the
what's this?
0-0-0-6-4-7-2-1-4-8.
I'm coming in through a different repeater.
Is that the, what do they call it? The, that one that, what, that button above the, anyway, the reverse?
Nope. It's literally a different repeater. Because they're linked. They're RF linked.
Oh, nice!
Why are you saying that the check-in isn't for a while?
You'll see why. The check-in isn't for a while because this is literally a net where you check in.
Oh, okay.
That's it. So, I mean,
no trivia, no fun.
Not really, but the reason is because it's such a big net.
Like the Insomniac net, sort of?
Literally, yeah. Because, I mean, this covers all of Georgia.
You know, a friend of mine told me about this net. He said it covered Georgia, Tennessee. Like, you could hear 15, 16, 17 key-ups. He said it was awesome to listen to.
What, the Southeastern Link repeater net?
Yeah, that's it. He was like, yeah, you should check into that, Sarah. Well, I can't. Why is he breaking every set after every paragraph?
So he doesn't time out all the reports.
I didn't know that some repeaters had a timeout. That's interesting.
Okay, nothing heard. We'll go with the list as read. And we are going to go south to north tonight. If that helps you plan, we can be around the microphone. We're going to start with the Central Georgia repeaters tonight, so those folks need to be ready. We'll be down there in just a moment.
If y'all want, I'll connect up through Echolink, and if y'all want, I'll mute when I check in, and y'all can hear me through Echolink, if y'all want. How far are you away from your destination?
Let me see. I'm not even a cruise yet, so I don't know. I'm 385.1 nautical miles away. I thought you weren't supposed to say your call really fast without phonetics.
You're saying not to.
Oh. What was that?
That was a repeater ID. Because all these repeaters are linked in, you hear all the different repeater IDs from all the different repeaters.
Wow. I forgot.
Now, technically, it's not configured correctly. See? It's not configured correctly. But, I mean, because there's a way you can do it, like the WIN system. You know, when you check in the Insomniac?
Yeah, I love the WIN system.
The WIN system is an RF link net, if I
know
correctly.
It is, yes.
But they have it configured so that you don't hear all the different IDs.
Are you technically not supposed to? I mean, is it like breaking a rule or is it just annoying?
Yeah. Legally, not breaking a rule, but it's not great etiquette.
Just annoying, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because legally, the FCC, if you were to bring this to the FCC, they wouldn't care. Because they're like, hey, the repeater's IDing. I mean, it's saying the call sign.
But how about the WIN? I don't hear that. So if the FCC were to listen, they wouldn't hear the IDs.
Yeah, the WIN, you would just hear the ID of your local repeater because they have it.
Which I've heard.
She's already down at the hotel room getting ready for the Peachtree Road Race.
This is bringing back so many memories, so many wonderful memories.
If you want, I'll link back to the WIN system, give you a WIN system demonstration.
I don't want you to miss your... I have to find my radio. It probably doesn't work anymore. It's been dead for like 4 years.
See, there's our repeater ID.
No, Josh, that's you. No, I'm kidding.
Watch. Now I can actually get net control on Simplex.
All right, very good. We got Miss Debbie and Josh checked in.
Well, almost.
All right, it's now time to turn our attention to Central Georgia. We'll now pick up those folks on the Central Georgia repeaters of Arlington, Cedar Grove, Eastman, Milledgeville, Byron, Macon, Montezuma, Bolingbrook, and Sandersville. It's your turn to check into the Southeastern Link repeater net. Please call net control now.
No contact?
Closest city, Gainesville, Florida. 56.1 miles. Bearing, 101.
Ooh.
What was it? What did he just say?
He said Mel in Eatonton, Georgia. And he said that he didn't say his call. He did say his call.
You, right, ugh. I've heard that voice before, I think. No, maybe I haven't. It just sounds like someone I've heard. Right, Jesse? Doesn't it sound like someone we've heard? Or we know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's him, though.
I don't think so. When is it that you check in,
Okay, well, it depends. I think what I'm going to do is probably check in when they call Atlanta.
We obviously know they're linked in. All right, let's move on to pick up Griffin Thomason in Columbus. We'll take you next. 145-39 Griffin, 147-39 Thomason, 441-975 Columbus. Check in from those repeaters. Call now.
Looks like people are scared today.
Or they're sleeping.
It's the fourth. What's the feeling
right here?
I think I'll check
it through Atlanta. Why is that thing IDing with an R?
That's the courtesy tone.
An R is a courtesy tone. Hey, that's unique! I'm proud of myself. I could at least understand it. Sort of.
Yeah, you'd be great in civil air patrol communication.
I barely know CW. Uh-uh. Are you saying I have the voice for it, Alex?
I'm saying that you have the knowledge and the voice for it.
Knowledge? I haven't been on the air since 2014. Since I broke up with my ex.
To do civil air patrol communications. But I'm saying, like, you're in advanced communication beyond Civil War Patrol. Almost.
I don't think so. It's been a while.
I can tell you right now, your Civil Air Patrol officer is going to lose.
I don't know. Like I said, the last time I was on the air was when my ex was here, and I haven't been on since.
Well, like I said, you don't need to know a whole lot. If you know CW...
I barely know CW. Just a few letters here and there.
I know it, but I don't know enough to copy.
That's more than most Civil Air Patrol people know.
What is the suffix of your call?
Whoops.
Whoa!
That guy sounded like he was on.
I got it that time. Oscar and Sierra Oscar. Thank you for checking in from Alabama tonight.
That guy sounded like a death metal artist or something.
I've heard some unique voices from on nets.
Oh, you want to talk about unique? I'll take you over to HF in a little bit.
Oh, no. I've heard those unique voices, especially the girls. What do they call them? Wyals?
They have Peachtree
City. Will take you. No, you, yeah, them too. So I went to field day a couple weekends ago.
How was that? I missed it again.
Call
What was that?
Hey, that's the repeater owner.
Oh, cool.
Group. Let's get my 220 antenna ready in case I need to use it. I technically
can't get into Atlanta. Not very well, depends on the conditions.
Ah.
But I'm lucky, and yes, you can hear me twice because I'm on a headset as well.
Oh, gosh.
Which is why I like VAC, because I can do something like this. But if I get it bad into Atlantis, I'll check in through the 220 machine.
And I'm back on here.
Oh, nice. I guess the Echo Link. Man, I so miss this. I really miss this. I probably should keep up my skills. I've got the license for it.
I'm going to shoot.
Trying to get this roller so that it doesn't make noise. I just want it to weigh more. Yeah.
20 rubber duck.
Oh, nice. 220 meters long? Jeez.
No.
Oh.
It's a 220.
It's a arena.
And a made for.
It's a reference to a song.
Not 6 meters. It's 1.25 meters.
Okay, that works, I guess.
It's not that long. It's just, you know, what the tennis car for. It's like a transmit on it.
My Baofeng I still have still has its original antenna. I still keep meaning to get a mag mount, but. You know how it is. Amateur radio is the most expensive hobby you could get into.
Oh, dude, it is. Why do you think I haven't gotten my general yet?
I haven't gotten it yet? I'm not ready.
Well, none of us are ready at this point because the question pool just changed.
What?
Yeah. It literally changed July 1st.
Well, I never... Yeah, my mom was actually trying to study for her tech. Did that thing just CQ?
No.
Huh. But where have I heard that? I've heard that rhythm before somewhere. Not from you. I've heard that somewhere.
See, if you had Echo Link, you check in right here. Alright, they're going to move up to Atlanta next.
I've heard that rhythm before somewhere. What? Oh, okay.
Yeah, control, this is.
You're not getting through, man.
Yeah, yeah. It's just the thing. Cut that off. It's because that other radio's picking me up.
Screw that.
Net control, this is. This is. Kilo, November 4, India, Echo Echo. KN4IEE. Name of this end is Gus, Gulf Uniform Sierra. Hello, Jane, everybody on the net. Hope everybody's having a good holiday. Checking in on the 820 machine. Hope you're staying well and staying safe, my friends.
Why did you just key up twice there? That's weird.
Why?
Why?
To make sure I'm not dealing with anybody.
But... don't you just wait? I've
I've heard all these repeaters before.
Well, the reason why I said this is twice is because I doubled with somebody.
Oh. Oops. What was that call sign?
See, I wasn't in it.
No, it's not the call sign I think I heard. No. I don't think so. Not that call sign.
See, I didn't get in there. This is. Yeah, it's Kilo November 4, India Echo Echo, KN4IEE. The name is Gus over here. Hopefully, I'm sounding better. I'm on the 805 machine. Hope you're doing well, Jay. Are you able to copy me better?
Yesterday, I missed it.
Could you give me your call again? I know it's an N4. What is the last part of your call?
Kilo November 4, Mike X-ray
Zulu. Okay, that way I got it. Thank you. KN4 MXZ in Ellenwood.
Okay, that works. There used to be a net on Tuesdays at 6 p.m., like from 6 to 8. Yeah, that's the one I used to check. I also used to check in. Oops, sorry.
Yeah, Wednesday night's usually net night over here.
Oh, no, there's like a morning net that I used to check in on the Win.
The Alaska morning net?
No, actually. Did they change it? Did they change it? Because, yeah, I think they did. It was run by Chuck.
Oh, really?
That's the one who died in 2016.
Oh.
Well, see, the Alaska morning net they have every day. Next day for Sunday.
Yeah, that was run by Chuck. Oh, wait. Yeah, I think they changed it because the one on the Win was run by Chuck.
Hmm.
That.
I don't remember. Oh. All I remember his last part of the call sign, I think, was YCC or something. And he kind of talked like this and told very bad jokes.
Well, I'm good at telling very bad jokes.
Obviously. We know. but yeah, that guy was funny. Have you ever heard of the Handshakers Net? That's the one I used to check into, was the Handshakers Net. On the Win.
Hold on. That's just giving me fits.
I'm gonna look for the charger for my radio. I'm gonna charge that thing up.
Hmm?
And see if I can one day get back on the air.
Do it.
Cause I really do miss. I just. Oh, God. I miss it.
Dude.
I need a better radio, but one day. What are you eating there, Gus?
Man, this is
Gus. You all right?
So Sarah, I just turned a
Gus?
Caterpillar roller that weighs.
He okay?
Weighed 0.6.
Hmm?
Is he all right?
Who?
Gus?
I don't know.
There we go.
You all right?
Yeah, my headset decided it was gonna.
I've been calling you.
Hold on.
I said, Gus, are you okay? About 3 times. Oh, I hate those. Well, not hate, but whatever. That's a strong word. I've heard, like, people, especially from California, they'd call you again, and after about 5 seconds, no contact, I'll try again later.
Yeah.
Click.
I've had that problem before.
You haven't heard that on the ham bands.
Well, I've heard that on Civil Air Patrol band because...
Well, it bothered me so much, I talked to one of my exes about it. He goes, well, it's normal.
It kind of bothered me, too, because we have, like, a time limit to where, like, if we don't check in within 15 seconds, they automatically skip us for the net.
But what if you're not what if you're either not around or busy?
Well, then I guess then you're screwed.
Oh, I was here. I was just eating dinner. Or heaven forbid, what if you're sleeping?
So then we would get the question, why didn't you check in when you were supposed to?
I was sleeping?
What's up?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, you missed something awesome, Josh.
What?
You missed me reminiscing over checking in on Nets. Man, this makes me want to charge up my radio.
The good old Nets. It actually kind of made me reminisce, too, because Civil Air Patrol stuff.
Well, I mean,
do you still do Civil Air Patrol stuff, Alex? Like, you know, do you go every week?
I still want to, like, I haven't been to a meeting in a while, but I want to go so bad.
Alright, let's try that again.
Hello.
What happened? Basically, my headset would basically respawn itself. It would cut off and cut back on, cut off, cut back on. It didn't have any connection to the USB.
Oh,
so
geez.
I don't know. I think it was
still
like...
flying. Yeah, because I heard funny. No, I'm not going to make it there. I know that. I didn't make it there last time.
You ought to just try to climb up there. And if not, just climb back down again.
Wait, do I have any audio?
Yes, I hear you.
Yes,
loud and clear.
Audio.
I read you. I read you, KE7ZUM.
Okay. Kilo November 4, Indy Echoing.
Yeah, you could tell how much I use phonetics.
That was interesting, but okay. I've never seen this computer do that. Basically, that side of the computer was getting too much power. It was basically making everything else cut out.
Actually, I had a similar situation with my Mac. It disconnected all my drives and everything and said, too much power, disabling all your drives, use a different port.
It's probably,
Oh, geez, I'm starting to adopt my radio voice. I better stop. I can hear it.
Sarah, in Zoom settings, did you uncheck the, Zoom adjusting audio volume or whatever? Hopefully that'll fix Alex's volume problem.
I'm not sure.
It could just be my equipment.
I'm not sure, Josh. I can go and check my own settings, if you want.
Alex, because you have, a constant volume here that it's fine.
But on... No, not for me. I mean, sometimes he'll be like really
I'll
quiet.
I'll fade out on this one too. It's
yeah, he fades out and he'll fade back in. Or
I don't know what.
It's just because of the.
And it's because I'm using an iPhone with just the standard microphone.
It shouldn't do that.
Why are you not fading out on my end? I mean, I guess it's because of the.
Is that an iPhone mic? That don't sound like no iPhone mic.
Yeah, it is. It's an iPhone 7 mic.
It doesn't. Sounds different. Yeah, because Gus, you're not fading out. Jesse, not you're not.
No,
fading
well,
out.
I'm on a computer.
Hello.
No, I'm kind of.
Yeah, Alexa's tempted. The only one fading out.
And just see for the heck of it.
Bless you, Sneezy.
An iPhone 7 mic.
See, hold on. It might pick me out of the meeting. Hold on, 1 second, y'all.
Ah, you're more than welcome back in. You know that, Gus. I am not going to raise this thing above, this thing is set at 800, I'm not raising it anymore, because if I do, my plane freaks.
Yeah,
it's stupid 747. Not stupid, it's a good plane, but...
Well,
I'm almost cruising!
No.
Once it gets to cruising, I'm fine, it flies like a dream.
Yeah. I mean, it's just because...
Ah, crap. What was my cruising altitude? Ah, 3,700, not 3,600. Oops. Well, it's too late.
Oh, well. Doesn't matter.
I just misread it. I'm almost there anyway.
Altitude 38,000. No, 38,000. Never mind. It was 38,000. So I'm almost there. It's not gonna.
What is your altitude? It's kind of. It'd be weird. Like
38,000.
Yeah.
That's what's in brief.
Yeah, but are you? Which altitude are you at now? 38,000.
35.
Oh, 35. Okay.
Oh shit! My headset's dying.
At least you're not at 1,000 again. It'd be weird. Like everybody better watch out. Big 7,000.
Oh my gosh. It's not supposed to sound like that.
I'm gonna tell you that.
It like compresses itself on the iPhone. I see now.
Yeah.
It like compresses itself terribly. It like tries to cancel it out. Oh my gosh. Okay, so that's how that works.
That's probably why. Again, the stupid compression.
I've never seen that. Yeah, I was watching.
Well, I mean, compression is good in most cases, but
there we
we'll
go.
See what it does.
I'm plugged in.
Is it it doesn't do compression more, or it does compression, yeah.
Ugh.
But it does more noise cancellation, and it makes them sound like
weird.
It makes you sound like kind of like.
No, I wonder what would happen if you turn the noise
all
16K-ish
for whatever reason.
No, I think I have it off on my end.
Well, no, I was wondering for the phone, because like I have a.
I keep it on, mainly. I keep it on so others can just hear me better.
Yeah, but what I wonder is, would it affect the microphone?
I don't think so. I don't think so, because I've seen this with the other apps I've used. Urgh.
6, 20, 20, 25, 25, 25. So apparently there's a huge major feature version of Dice World coming to iOS that he's asking for testers.
It's alpha and I'm not doing it.
What is it?
It's alpha and I'm not I've got to get out of that radio cadence. It's alpha and I'm not doing it. It's a habit. I can't get out of the habit because it just
I don't
naturally.
Even notice it personally.
Well, see,
I don't either.
Yeah, because all of you are radio heads, just like me.
Yeah, which is
After Sarah's done with her shame, I may go on and do the next APL flight because it's tradition for me to when a big Netflix like Stranger Things whatever I usually put that on.
Which is why now I can sound like this.
Whoa!
Yep.
So you're using VAC right now, right?
Yep, but now I'm on the Yeti, and I just moved the knob over. So now I'm in omnidirectional, I believe is what this one is. Yeah, omnidirectional.
That sounds good.
I just wonder like...
It sounds studio-like, don't it?
Mm-hmm. I sounds like my studio mic I have.
Different. Yeah, it's not that bad.
Which Gus you've heard me on, right?
I think so. Yeah.
When I was doing that Patreon excerpt, I did like a little hello TFFP thing on my, that was on my big studio mic.
Yeah, how did you get that?
Now
reverb?
Let's kind of do that. There we go.
That's his room.
No, I was talking about, how did you,
I'm gonna buy
how
one
did
one
you
eventually.
Get the TFFP logo thing?
Oh, I just, that was using Adobe Audition way back in 2005.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
TFFP podcast.
People are like, Sarah, change the intro? I'm like, it's classic. I'm not going to change something that's not broken.
Right.
It's a good intro. I like it.
I mean, I didn't get I didn't get complaints. Just kind of like, Sarah, just change the intro. No. I'm not going
like
to do
it.
I do too.
I don't want you to change it.
Because I already tried to change it once after I thought I lost it after destroying one of my hard drives by mistake, and it just didn't come out the same. Ugh.
Ouch.
So Steve hopes to have Ideal Flight Preview 10 out by Friday.
There's a bug. The startup thing happens in all profiles. I set an app to start up. It starts up all right in all profiles.
Yes, because the all profiles thing isn't complete. That'll be in preview 10.
Oh, then I totally misunderstood his message. Oops.
Oops.
it's meant to set up on all profiles right now.
Well, at least I got it working.
Yeah. I really hate the fact that when you set up Active Sky and, like, the window comes up, there's no way to minimize it to the tray without restarting the app.
There is, but you can't get it. You can apparently, getting it back is kind of, nuts.
You can just go to the icon and
there's a what is it, local? No, what is it called? Local, it's the button's weirdly labeled.
Oh, yeah, the local thing.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, local, I'm pretty sure it's not labeled local thing.
Well, it's a local, I don't know. Local something.
I really hope that, you know, he can make the panels read so that we can, because right now I'd love to be able to I have the thing enabled where I can use Active Sky Weather, but like the runways in the briefing aren't correct, because in order to make the runways correct, you know, as far as Active Sky is, we have to put the wind direction and speeds in the weather settings dialog. And then regenerate the plant so the runways are actually the correct wind direction.
So,
makes sense.
Gus, do you have any, like, recommendations for, like, iPhone users? Like, a good mic for that?
I mean, what are you looking for? Are you looking for...
Just something to sound better on this.
I mean, okay, honestly, it's not you.
Okay? It's not.
Trust me, it ain't you. Because an iPhone mic sounds really good. I've heard a 7 mic, my 6 plus mic, my 8 plus mic, they sound very good.
It's Zoom.
Yeah. What it is it's Zoom being...
Kind of weird. Only on you, though.
Because well, it could be because I have noise cancellation thing.
On Zoom?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, well, it's being a little...
Okay, so if I shut that off...
You should try it and see. Maybe I did. I don't know. I don't remember. It comes out, y'all. So.
I'm putting all the rest of the glass balls in the dump truck so that way I can play with it later. With the excavators and wheel loaders. You haven't noticed by now, Gus, I collect a lot of construction vehicles. I've got 3 dump trucks sitting side by side, and then I've got a 988K cat sitting behind me.
Ooh.
I'll be right back, you guys. Stand by.
QSL.
And then... to the left of that is a Cat M315D excavator. And then behind the excavator is a Cat roller. Big highway roller. I think it's a CP50. No, CP74 roller. And then to the left of that, we got JCB backhoe, but I need to get its arm replaced on the back. And then I got a Cat Mini excavator. And to the right of all those, I've got a big Cat 318F.
Oh. You know what? Let's have some fun on YouTube.
Me too.
Uh-oh. Let go of that, please. Thank you.
Change the swing angle though on the X on the 318 because it's way off. see if it'll let me. Change the swing angle. Alright, looks like let me do it.
Anybody who's who streams should switch. Well, anyway, well, I guess it doesn't matter if you're streaming or not. But anybody just period to switch to the VTW Blue sound pack to not blast freaking damage your ears for the default.
Oh, I use an S. Studios.
Oh, I'm sorry if that was a little loud, guys.
Woo, they're doing fireworks.
Yeah, they already started lighting them outside my house.
Yeah, I don't know if you can hear them, but...
Oh yeah, I can hear them pretty good.
Here, let's get the inside outside view.
Oh, dude. Man, they got some serious mortars.
And if you listen, you can hear it echo.
Yeah, they got some serious mortars going on there.
That's the party that I was telling you about earlier.
I used to buy fireworks.
Oh.
Like whoa.
Dude, is that like just some random person having a party in your neighborhood?
No, it's the whole neighborhood. They have a big neighborhood party.
Oh, you weren't invited?
No, we did, but we don't like to go to those. They get a little too much. All the way up.
Oh, that was a big one.
You're getting a treat, y'all.
Whoa. Yeah, some of those were some massive mortars.
Those are some M80s and things. Let's see what else they decide to do.
Ooh. I bet you they're shooting some of the ones that rattled.
Whoa! What the?
It's fireworks. Here. I don't care.
You think he was in the CIA or something, Sarah?
Huh?
Scared the living daylights out of her. Way to go.
God.
No, Sarah, that was your plane, man.
You know, if that would have been my plane, that would have been
Hey, there's some fireworks.
It's the third. They're not allowed to be doing fireworks on the third. They can get fined.
No, it's a party. It's a party that his neighborhood's having. They're having a freaking block party.
Jeez.
Over there.
Oh, they just started.
You don't get fined.
It's getting a lot worse. I don't.
We
think
get fined here. We get fined here. If it's if it's not on the fourth or New Year's Eve, then yeah, we do get fined. Or
well, I guess it also helps that we live near the lake, too.
Oh, yeah. That. Oh, man, it must sound pretty when it ricochets off the lake and the water.
Well, listen, listen, you can hear it ricochet off the left-hand side.
Oh. I do. That Reverb's RT60 is about 2 or so seconds.
At least. I'd say at least 2.5.
Whoa.
They lit a bunch of them there.
But why are they doing this on a third, though? I mean,
I think the reason being is because that way, you know, those who have to get up on Friday don't have to worry about
it. Oh, that's right. Yeah, we're going to a party on Thursday, and it's like, okay, really? I mean, I hope we're not staying too late, because I, you know, we work the next day. I don't, but, you know, still, I at least want to be considerate of... My brother and them are going to a party. Actually, that's why I had to go real quick, because I'm going to have to, like, get them a ride home, if at all possible, because they're not driving. No, let's see, they choose not to... Wow, I hear the woo!
Yeah, I know.
They're choosing not to drive, so they're being responsible.
Oh, gosh. These are the really small ones.
You know,
I love those.
It looks weird through my synesthesia.
Oh, so that's what a typical night for Gus's house sounds like.
Jesse, if you want, I can give you my number and I can send you some of my mic stream stuff. Because all of this is online.
How are you streaming that? Like, I mean, what mics are you using?
I'm using... Well, hold on. Let's come over here.
I can leave the room. And do that. Now let's come over here. Yeah, I know. That's it. I know. Let's climb over this little bundle.
Oh, you're G-ing again. Or you're G-ing.
I know. This bundle of clothing. Now let's...
Careful.
Now. Now let's knock on the window.
Wow!
So... There you go.
So wait a minute. So how are you streaming? Like, how are you streaming? Like, you have the mics connected to your computer?
No. This is where VAC comes in handy. Let's
see. And that's also another reason why I didn't do that. I'm on the second mic because I have everything going to a cable of VAC, and I have everything listening to that cable.
I'm sure that your mom must love seeing all that wiring all around your room.
No, it's a virtual cable.
No. The mics and everything.
Like, outside.
Dude, it's not that bad. No, it's not that bad.
But how do you have it?
What's running the mics right now is a 2015 11-inch MacBook Air.
What?
And it's actually boot camp right now. That way I can get remote access to it.
That's what I need to do.
What are they hooked to? Like,
they're hooked to anything.
Yeah, you can start sitting if you get those boot camps.
And
yeah.
Right,
well, I
now,
them
live. The reason I was able to do that so quickly is because I'm actually intercepting audio from the TeamTalk server where my mics are on.
Yeah, but I mean, are they hooked up through like a line and jack or?
No, dude. The Andriads come with a sound card.
Those are the Andriads?
Yep.
Whoa.
Wait, you have two pairs of Andriads?
I have the Android earbuds, which you can't find anymore, and then the headset. I'm not on the headset right now. My headset's actually stowed away.
You can't... Oh, the Andriads aren't selling... The Android company's not selling the headset anymore, I guess?
The earbuds aren't being sold anymore. You can still get the headset.
Oh, so that's what a typical... So that's what a typical shootout sounds like over at Gus's house.
Well, volume.
Looks beautiful. Looks really beautiful.
Whoa.
Look at that echo, y'all. Awesome.
Nice.
You know what we used to call those in the fireworks thing? Because I used to buy a whole bunch of those. And light them off. The fireworks people called them the big and nasty.
I can see why.
Well, these are.
Because,
these sound to me.
Because the shells are huge.
What the hell are those, man? Those sounds like little farty f- fire
little, little tiny poppers.
Yeah, they're like the ones that you light them and they shoot a whole bunch of them off.
Aw, did flight following just crash?
Probably.
Yes, it did.
I've got a good
problem with everybody.
I have to get me a pair of MBO mics.
Jesse, you love the
19.8 miles. Bearing 86.
I am really considering getting the Rode mic.
Oh, dude, when we get off stream, I can show you recordings of some recordings of both.
I am very, very curious.
Oh, by the way, Gus.
Yes, ma'am.
Keep going. It's a southern thing. Keep going.
Hi, what's up?
If you ever want to Dropbox me some of your recordings, feel free, man.
I can't. I only have 2 gigs of Dropbox space, so if you want to do it.
I have a terabyte.
Make sure you cut them out.
Huh?
Make sure you cut them out.
No. I said if you wanted to send me.
Yeah. But when you get them, just make sure you cut them out of our folder. I don't care.
Oh, yeah. No. Because I have a terabyte of space. Well, no, rather, actually 2 terabytes now.
Whoops.
Here's how it sounds like from the inside.
Whoa!
That's the same sound I'm hearing in my room right now, actually.
I'm surprised, Andrea, it's not selling the sound card anymore. That USB thing, you could just hook it up to your Android device. I wonder why did they stop selling it?
It's probably just because it didn't sell well.
Yeah, I wonder if they sell those MBO headphones through Amazon.
They probably do.
Be careful. Be careful, Jesse, with those MBOs, the white ones. If you're not careful, you'll have some problems with them very quickly.
Well, unfortunately, I can't tell colors.
Sometimes they'll have.
I think the only option you can get off of Amazon is the white ones right now. The Sennheiser site, they're out of stock.
Oh wow!
No, I was saying on Amazon because I have quite a bit.
Yeah, but on Amazon you can only get the white version.
Why aren't you recommending the white version? What's up with it?
Because I've had four people who have had problems with their whites. And they've switched to blacks, and boom.
No problems?
Yeah, no problems. I mean, the white ones, they've had imbalance in audio channels.
Ooh.
Microphones suddenly failing.
Oh, gosh.
Headphones, the output suddenly failing.
Oh!
So,
it's... Yeah.
So do the Roland mics hook in, like, to your mic jack?
Yep.
On any of my recorders, I can hook those in.
Yes.
Yeah, you should be able to.
On any recorder with the 3.5mm input jack/microphone jack.
I'm thinking of saving for an Olympus, what is it, LSP4, like the new one where the time actually talks?
Oh, the LSP4, that is a beautiful recorder. I don't have it.
I love the sound of it. I just do. It's so good.
Better than my LS 14?
I'd say comparable. Like, you will not notice much of a difference in your recording.
Because I love my LS-14, except it loves to eat batteries when it's off, which...
Is that the one that has the rechargeable battery on it or something?
No, that's the LS...
I should go outside and take my Roland with me and record a little bit from up front.
The LSP4, the thing I like about it is it is so small and compact. You can pretty much take it anywhere.
Wait, which one is the new one that Olympus came out with that, like, almost everything talks
about? LSP4.
That's the LSP4 and the LSP2.
So, what's the difference between the 4 and the 2?
The difference is 8-track. Let's see, you can overdub stuff on the LSP4. You can't on the LSP2. And you can also run more. You also have slightly more space. You have 8 gigs instead of 4.
Well, but you can expand both with an SD card, though, can't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what I did. I understood that. What is what would you use overdubbing for, anyway?
Well, say you're in the studio, and you just have a really good idea you just want to jot down real quick. You can record it. It might sound horrible, but you can redo the recording when you get home.
And it doesn't sound bad, either.
Yeah, I've done a little bit of overdubbing on my LS-14.
Well, the LS-14, I think, is the best overdubbing stuff.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Because, when I'm doing my audio dramas, what I do with those is I do all the sounds on the LS-14, and then I put it on the LSP-4 and dub the audio, the dialogue over top of that.
I'm just so used to working with a sound editor, it's like, okay.
Well, when you don't have a sound editor.
That's true, you work with what you have.
Yeah. Kind of your next best choice. So.
Yeah.
25 degrees max lag.
Let's see how long I have to go.
I mean, I wish I could have a virtual audio cable, because I can show you some of the stuff I've been able to do.
Dude,
with that.
Dude, Alex, once the stream ends, I'm going to... I'll show you some stuff.
Because...
Ooh, here comes
I've made some fantastic stuff, like... I've been, ever since I got the LS-14 and the LSP-4, I've been able to finally live the dream that I've been trying to live for years with audio dramas. Because I have some real sound effects that I've recorded, out in the field.
That's the best way if you can.
Is it the Olympus Linear... Olympus...
LSP-4.
Is it this one? Hold on. Is it this?
That's the one.
Oh,
oh my gosh, look at that price. That's a good price.
Sweetie.
Hmm? I got it.
I can barely get the recorder
off
for almost free.
Well, yeah, for you. But no, I mean, but the LSP-2, I mean, how much, how much are we talking about, though?
169.
Not bad.
How much is the LSP-2?
Wait, why is the Olympus, LSP-2 183 and the LSP-4 is 169?
What?
Do not.
Better deal, that's for sure.
Whoa.
I was gonna get a set of Sony WH-1000XM3s for 300.
Oh.
How are the mics on the LSP-4?
I think you'd be better off getting the LSP-4, dude.
Yeah.
But which one is newer, though?
1000XM3s aren't even... That's not even a quarter.
I think they both came out the same time?
No, they didn't.
They didn't?
The LSP-4 came out last year, and the LSP-2 came out 2 years ago. Two years ago, I think.
Interesting. Then why is the LSP-2 a lot more? At least...
Because that's a higher-ranked recorder.
Even though it does less?
Yeah. A lot of people are buying it.
Oh.
That's why.
Makes sense.
The LSP-4 hasn't had enough time to get popular yet.
Well, that's only been out for, 5-6 months? Something?
It came out in January of 2018, so...
I remember there was talk about it, maybe May or June of last year. I'm like, I just want to see, because I normally never buy anything unless I hear Neil do a podcast on it. Because Neil is the end-all, be-all. Well, I guess he's
It's on sale. That's why. Regularly at $179, it's $169 now.
Okay, $10.
Well,
then.
I'd still grab it, dude.
Have you guys heard the game Hitchhiker? Because it really seems like Neil Ewers is voice acting in that game.
No, I haven't.
It sounds like recording sound pretty banal too. The audio.
Wow.
Kind of sounds.
Huh.
Well, I mean, I showed it to people on Vimeo.
I'm no expert, but I can tell you, I've used a lot of Olympus recorders, and I love.
I have
that
two.
Before.
Am I going to descend yet?
I really hate Tramp when it comes to...
I even wrote a review on there, Jesse.
Let's see.
I really hate Trend when it comes to, like, I don't know what the,
Hold on, let Josh finish.
When you collapse and spend items, you know, like approaches, say, because I had to land on, approach ILS 12 yesterday, runway 12, and it's just so hard to find the damn approach in Tramp. Like, I had to find the Zesty collapse, open it.
I know.
And then, like, I don't know what Zesty actually is, whether it's, well, it's a waypoint.
No, I think it's a star? Like, well, did you say approach? Yeah, it's a star?
It must be a star, I guess, closest is a waypoint, city, and it's connected Vestavia to Hill, a star, Alabama. But I didn't know what the 12 right waypoint was connected to, whether it was Zesty. What, I had to go look pretty much through all the freaking waypoints surrounding that airport.
Yeah.
And find it.
I tend to have issues with that, too, although I've been
and
really
it's
lucky.
In alphabetical order, too.
Oh, I've noticed.
But with PolarDCX, it's kind of necessary.
I'm 77 miles away, and I haven't started descending yet.
And if you guys haven't heard episode 5 of my PosLive series, the nav item thing didn't happen this time.
Weird.
Wait, hold on. What's happened now?
My latest Pilot's Live episode, the nav item thing didn't happen with ProGCX this time for whatever reason. Yeah.
Did you import it directly from Simply?
I did, yeah.
That's the problem I'm having.
Yeah, but it didn't happen this time. Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Like, it yesterday afternoon it happened on approach, but this morning it didn't happen at all.
Weird.
That's because you were in the room, Josh.
Yeah, you know, these things normally...
It does it as soon as you leave, and then when you come back, it stops.
I tried to take off from Tulsa, and it did it for me.
I hate when Tramp descends so late in the game.
Well,
I'm 77 miles out.
It depends on the approach. It depends on the star.
I don't know what it's flying. It chose it for me.
Well, that's why you can look at it. You can tab and look and see what approach it is, see which runway you're going to be landing on or whatever.
I think I'm probably going to be... I don't know, but I mean, it...
It's probably really easy to know what runway you're landing on.
I really don't know what runway I'm landing on. I didn't look at my briefing.
That doesn't matter. I mean, FS Tramp will choose one.
Well, land for me. Well, I mean, not land for me. I have to...
I really can't wait till Ideal Flight can implement a flaring auto landing capability.
Do you mean FS Tramp?
No, I mean Ideal Flight.
That's what I thought I heard.
Jesse,
hold on, let Josh finish.
I don't think the LP4 comes with this, but if you can, I would suggest get a little sleeve for it just to protect it.
If it doesn't, I'm sure he can just, like, rig something like the JBL flip case or something.
No, it's smaller than that.
Well, I mean, no, I know, but then he could put, like, any extra cords, batteries, you know, stuff that he could just...
I really just lost the limitation.
Well...
What?
Have you seen the smaller recorder, Sarah? Like,
I used to have an I used to have a DM320.
Well, okay. It's smaller than that, even.
What?
Yeah.
Do you mean I could fit that in my pocket and...
So this thing is about the size of... This thing is about the size of the ceiling fan remote.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you mean like the one I lost?
Like the one you lost.
Yeah. That one was
small.
It's
about the same size.
Wow.
It is about the same size as that.
Then I'd better not give that thing to my mom, because I think she lost my...
You better not lose that ceiling fan.
No, I lost the remote about 10 years ago. So...
Yeah, it is very small.
So what's the difference between all these Olympus cool recorders? LSP2, LSP4, DM720?
The DM720, it doesn't even... Well, does it exist anymore?
Yes, it does. I have one.
The LSP-14, the LS-14, they discontinued a few years ago, so... That one's huge.
They discontinued it. Yeah, they discontinued it last year.
No, I heard they discontinued it in 2017 or something. It looks about the size of a huge pack of gum.
Yeah, it's pretty big. It's about the size of a regular TV remote.
It's huge. Yeah. And the mics stick out. I mean, I don't know how many times that I was just worried that I would break the doggone thing.
Yeah, the mics hang out all the way. They look like Mickey Mouse ears.
They do! They look like Mickey Mouse ears!
And the middle one is like...
It looks like a doggone really handle or bows. Something.
Yeah, like, well, they have a handle place on there for it, but
I saw
they don't
it, yeah.
give you one.
No, I know they don't. Huh? They get no.
And
they have a lanyard.
They don't give you a carrying case either.
They yeah. I got a carrying case with mine. I lost it.
Well, I didn't get one from mine, but anyway.
Come on, descend you. I just want to like land or something.
Now the LSP-4 does have the mics that hang out a little bit.
Wait, Sarah. You need to. You need to, like. Turn on and back on your fly plan.
Again?
That's the reason why. No, that's the reason why. Because remember, you messed with the altitude thing earlier.
I thought I, but I returned it on again, like, later, like, earlier.
Oh,
so,
okay.
I don't know why I didn't do that. I had to do that this morning, actually.
Now, the LSP-4's mics do hang out a little bit.
That sounds better. I don't know, maybe just Tramp just got screwed and confused.
Yeah. But anyway, the LSP-4's mics, they hang out like the LS-14 because they're a smaller version of the LS-14's mics.
Oh.
But they don't hang out as much.
So they're Minnie Mouse ears.
Pretty much.
Sort of.
But here's the cool thing. If you get That's a sleeve, cool. you don't have to worry about it.
Huh?
Alright, I'm installing AccuFields.
If you get a sleeve, like I've got on mine, you don't even have to worry about it.
Why?
Because the mics can actually stay inside the sleeve and still record clearly.
But won't you hear if you're like moving or something?
Sometimes. It depends on. Oh, yeah, and it's got a tripod mount.
Ooh. Yeah, so does mine.
My H1 has one.
I had an Etterol,
I don't know if I'll end up getting it. My H1, I like.
Oh, shoot, I have been descending. What? Why is my idle so high?
It's made out of metal.
7,450. Better. Whoa! All right. Okay. There we go. Now that sounds a little better. Whoa! I wonder how much fuel I just wasted.
You're in a 7.4. It's invisible.
What?
That's just funny, like, guess, like, you're a 7.4 and it's invisible. So I was like, what?
I don't get it.
It's invincible, not invisible.
I heard invisible.
Invincible.
Oh, no. Actually, a few weeks ago, I was doing, like, 16 or something, and I heard 1,000. Did I just... Uh-oh. 500. Well, I think we're gonna be okay.
Well, it's kind of like yesterday's fight with Josh.
We're gonna be all right.
Yeah,
400. We're gonna be fine.
And we landed in somebody's back.
300. Okay, we're still gonna be all right. We're all right. 200.
That was a stupid tramp. That was a stupid tramp route.
Well, my tree cut off at 700 feet a minute or 700 feet AGL a couple weeks ago.
No.
I had a freaking Boeing yesterday cut off at 1,000. Over 1,000 feet. Like, it just...
Yeah, it was at 1,300 feet when it cut off. I believe.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wasn't it Josh, somewhere around in there?
Somewhere around there, yeah, because like, as soon as it went off, I heard 1,000. I'm like, oh shit, and I accidentally hit F1, like, you know, like, oh shit. don't want to like go slow down all the way to zero.
Yeah.
Oh no. Oh.
How high was the airport?
It had to be pretty damn high.
2 miles away, maybe.
No, but how high was the runway and the airport?
It had to be pretty high if the airport was the autopilot was cutting off at 1,000. It was probably like 900 feet, something like that. I don't know.
By the way, I landed with a plus 1,000 when I landed.
Ouch.
Without fuel. I'm like, well,
by
I made
way,
it.
I wonder what happened because, like, with a pilot's life, in order to get full experience, you have to get it negative 300 or below, I think.
I got 295 on my last one.
Coleman, Alabama.
Okay,
but I got,
so,
like, 2 experience. That's it.
Bearing 151.
See, last time I got 5 point something experience points.
Ooh, nice.
I've been getting like 1, 2, 0.6, 3.
Yeah, your landings need to be better, I guess.
Well, I wonder if it has to do with the, you know, I have to figure out if it has to do with like landing, if the land, you know, like all the lights, like landing lights, you know, all that stuff. I wonder if it has to also do with the departure time too. I got to ask about that in the Discord.
Maybe
I'm a part of their Discord as well. I don't chat in there, but I'm there. I'm already there. Anyway.
Oh, Sarah, do you record in PCM most of the time?
I do.
Okay, so I was just curious because FLAC sounds great.
Oh, that's right. I forgot it can record in FLAC.
Yeah.
And I just discovered it records with AAA batteries.
Not bad.
What does
AAA batteries?
Order.
How many, though?
One. One AAA battery.
That's
Wait a minute,
it?
You have one of these?
I do. It is sitting right here next to me, right here on the bed.
And I'm assuming it's a rechargeable battery?
Well, yes, it is, actually.
How does that work with these Olympus recorders? Because if you put, you know, charge AA, AAA batteries, they undervolt later on. How do they make it so it doesn't?
Okay. Basically, it has a USB port that slides out of the bottom of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the computer controls the voltage for it.
Oh, okay.
But do you have to hold in the record button like you had to before, or however that worked on my old LS20 or DM20, DM320?
Nope.
What, you just plug it in?
Yep. Just make sure your settings on USB.
Oh.
And it'll tell you.
And if it's not, I guess it won't charge.
Oh, by the way, give Sarah a quick demo of how good the voice guide is.
Oh, okay.
Wait, because I've heard the... Will YouTube flag me for that? No?
Why are you going to get in trouble for somebody showing you a recorder?
Never know.
It's not like if they're playing music.
Yeah, no. I guess it'll be all right.
All right, so let's see.
And yes, Sarah, just, I believe...
I can do any menu, any... So what do you want to know about, Sarah?
Okay, first I want you to set the time and date.
All right. Hold on.
Select. System information. Memory information. Format. Reset. USB.
Oh boy, I just enabled AccuFeel and my sim just crashed.
Whoops.
I'm just showing you the different parameters.
Can you up and down arrow through it and they'll speak?
Yeah.
Okay, next I want you to go and set an actual timer, like when the record will start and stop.
Alright, let's see.
I sense that hesitation.
Well, that's because I don't use timers.
Oh.
You know exactly how I read that hesitation.
I just don't use timers, that's why.
And what is the Bluetooth thing? Like, what is the software for that you could install?
Oh, the Bluetooth thing is so that, like, if you have a set of headphones or a speaker or a remote for Android devices, you can set that up.
Does it
you alright there, Gus?
Does it come with a headphone or something?
It does. It comes with some earbuds.
Why didn't I hear 2500 yet?
You need to, because you
my flaps are out.
So you can even adjust the power save on this. I actually don't have a timer setting on here.
Oh, Allah, how you doing?
I like the voice guide voice. It's really cheery.
Salam alaikum. My Arabic is really rusty.
Yeah. So let's see. So if I want to overdub something, it has to be in PCM mode.
Yep, I remember that.
Change record mode.
1000. Can the demo hold off for a minute?
Good. I can feel worse.
Hold on a minute, Alex. It's not you, it's me.
Did you hear 2500 yet?
I heard 1000.
Well, yeah, sometimes the 2500 call doesn't...
It doesn't work.
So,
hold on
Josh,
a minute. Sorry, guys. Hold on a minute.
500.
500.
So you can adjust your recording levels.
400. 300.
You can record
minimums.
It.
Or approaching minimums. 200 minimums. Trim.
Oh yeah, you have a voice. You have a voice activation.
Como estas?
On here.
Good. Thank you.
What were you going to say, Gus? What were you at, like, because you were about to...
So, you know when you go into, I'm having a Milky Way. You know how when you go into where it says Simply Optional in a pilot slide? So, where do you go from there to continue? You just leave
it and just hit Generate OFP. That's all you do.
Hmm.
It puts all the info in and all that. It's nice.
Oh, so you don't have to change any of the parameters?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Whoops.
I just changed the
I wish that Pro86 could like get that info from the plan and put in the airline and the
I know.
That'd be awesome, but it doesn't.
So yeah, how come Pro86 sometimes it'll say some country airlines and sometimes it'll say SCX?
I don't know. I think because I think they're trying to emulate the fact that like different controllers will say, you know, different things. You know, like you're not always going to get the same variation all the time.
Hey Josh, is Pro-ATCX the one that keeps making the weird mistakes?
Yeah.
I heard that once. I'm like, did the control tower just give them the wrong information and then apologize?
That's PS3. That's PS3 did.
Oh,
let's see how I did. Let's see how I did.
See how you did.
Yep. Okay, my Spanish is really bad. You want to try that again in English, please?
And it said, clear to Tulsa. He will take a leap of labor. I'm like, really? I'm at Tulsa. And the black player says, I'm going to Detroit. Why are you telling me I'm going to Detroit? I mean,
Did Pro-ATCX do that, or
Pro-ATC.
Wow, that's insane. I never had that idea yet. Landing. Hopefully, a lot of these bugs will be fixed in the next episode. Hopefully, the guy's recovering from his
landing
crash.
50.
Whoa!
Negative 50?
I don't know. It always says positive for me, but 2.6 experience. 2.69, actually. Now let's see how I did on ideal flight.
Wow, if you got minus 50 or 60, you'd be surprised.
Wow.
I will be too, actually. Because I don't do that well.
The reason why I'm pushing for a little sleeve is because you can attach a lanyard.
Well, you can attach a lanyard to the other thing, or to the thingy. Oh boy.
The LS-14?
Yeah.
I couldn't get mine to attach.
It attached fine. It just takes a little bit of wiggling, jiggling, and cursing. But I did it. View assessment. Here we go.
You can just hit A.
I could have. I was asking, what game is this that you guys are playing?
Oh, it's called A Pilot's Life, and it's it connects with Prepar 3D. Prepar 3D. It connects with X Plane, and it connects with what is that thing? Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Wait, what? Somebody in chat or something asked.
Yeah.
Maximum
bank.
Final plan. Touchdown time 6:950. Touchdown vertical. Touchdown maximum
speed. Touchdown vertical
speed -919. So the thing that I found out.
Touchdown vertical speed -919 on ideal flight. Ouch.
Oh.
Oof.
Whoa.